You know, sometimes people say and use words like, I'm grossed out. I have a new term. I'm funeraled out. We've had so many funerals. And in the recent past, some of them so tragic. Three of them were automobile accidents. One of them, a 21-year-old youngster who went to school at Immaculate. And then last week, another very tragic funeral. I have another one on Tuesday. So I really am funeraled out. For the first time, I feel almost exhausted, unable to, you know, offer anything to people who are grieving. And sometimes, especially in these funerals, the grief has been so intense that at masses, it's difficult for me to say something sensible. You know, it's almost you feel like you cannot get past the grief. The grief that people experience at funerals is not because of their lack of faith or because they don't believe we will not see this person again. I'm sure those of you who have buried someone that you love, you realize that the grief comes because suddenly it hits us that this person won't be present to us, and we cannot be present to this person. This loss of presence, that's the most difficult part of death. And sometimes we take it for granted that when we are alive, one of the most beautiful abilities we have is the gift to be able to present, to be present for each other. Like right now, if you were not present to me, what would I be doing? And if I was not present to you in this Eucharist, there would be no Mass. Presence. It's a very, very important gift. And funerals are sad because death takes away our ability to be present to each other. No wonder then that St. Paul, in today's second reading, begins to talk about the Eucharist with these words. Hear what he says. He says, the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, in other words, before his death, before he would cease to be present in his body to the disciples, he did something. He took bread, gave it to his disciples, and he said, this is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Now, before he died, why did Christ do what he did? Why did he say what he said? Why did Christ offer himself to us in bread and wine before he died? The answers to these questions is what explains the feast that we celebrate today. Corpus Christi, body and the blood of Christ. But the more we think about this feast, the more we realize that we are not merely celebrating the body and the blood of Christ. We're not merely celebrating the body and the blood. What we are celebrating is the presence of Christ. That's what this feast is all about. Unlike us, who when we die are unable to be present to each other, God, Jesus, had a way. He found a way so that even after he died, he could be present to us. And we could be present to God. And in this presence, thank God for that presence. Especially at funerals, thank God for that presence. How could we go through a funeral without that real presence of God with us? In this presence is our hope, our life, our eternity. And because of this presence of Christ to us, all of us here have the hope that one day we will be present to each other, especially those that have died and those that will die, that we will be present to each other forever. Presence. Presence. That's what this feast is all about. Presence. I want to say three things about this presence. Christ's presence. First, this presence is real. It is real. As a human person, Christ knew what it means for human beings to have presence. So before his death, Jesus offered his presence, not in some abstract way, but in a real, real way. When we take part in the bread, when we sip from the cup, when we hold the bread in our hands, we take the bread and we hold it in our hands, we are not merely touching the body and the blood of Christ. What we are touching is the presence of Christ. Real presence now made so concrete. That piece of bread, that's the real presence of Christ for me. So but today when you come for communion, the priest says to you, or the communion distributor says, the body of Christ. Well, it's more than the body of Christ. It's how Christ is present to us. And we, today as we come for communion, make it a very, very conscious act of faith and say, Lord, I want to be present to you as well in a real way. So first, Christ's presence is real. Second, Christ's presence is total, complete. In fact, I'm not too happy with the terminology that we use for this feast. It's called the solemnity of the body and blood of Christ. And somehow, the name makes me feel that we are celebrating something rather than someone. I wish that this feast was called the feast of the real presence of Christ to us. Because when we encounter Christ in communion, we're not just meeting body and blood, we are meeting the total Christ, the total person of Christ. We encounter the complete Christ, Christ the Son of God, Christ of the Gospels, Christ as a person, Christ as a being, Christ as a person who's alive and real to us, the complete, total Christ. And that's why communion is called union, because it brings two persons into one union. It's communion not with the body of and blood of Christ, it's communion with the person of Christ. So when you come today to receive the body and blood of Christ, don't think of the bread. Don't think of the wine. Think as if you're coming to meet a real person. The total Christ, the Son of God. This is our Savior. This is our God. This is our salvation. This is everything we can live for and die for. This is God, the total, complete person. Third, this presence is holy. This presence is real. This presence is total. This presence is holy. And there is a reason, isn't it, why we take time to come to church every Sunday and be at this Eucharist? Why is it that we come? Why is it that we set time aside once a week to come into this holy place? Because we recognize that something greater than us is here. Something far greater, far holier, far sacred, something far eternal that we can ever imagine. The person, the real and total person that we come to encounter here is the Holy of Holies, the most eternal presence. Only God has the ability to draw us into that holy presence. Our holiness, our sacredness, our eternity is dependent on the holiness of Christ, the sacredness of Christ, the eternity of Christ. So today, this Eucharist, as we come to worship this Eucharist, let us do homage. Let us just not receive the body and blood of Christ. Let us rather do total homage. Let's offer complete worship. Let's bring our lives that are in need of holiness, and let's lay it at the feet of this God who comes to us in such a holy way. In conclusion, let me merely say this. We thank God that the night before Jesus died, he took bread, he took wine, and he said, "This is me. No matter what happens, I will be present to you for the rest of eternity." We thank God for that first Eucharist. And we thank God for the gift of the Eucharist today. Because on this altar, we encounter our God, our holiness, our eternity, our salvation. I hope that this Eucharist will be a celebration of Christ's presence to us and our presence to Christ. And if we can do that, then this feast will come alive, not only today, but every Sunday, because that is what Sunday Eucharist is all about. People of God said,